Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the International Masterminders Association Blog Talk Radio Show. I am your primary host, Trixie Walker. I'm along with my mastermind partners. We have Belinda Washington, Lisha Wright, and Tasha Gilmore. We are the Masters of the Mind Mastermind Group. We are eager. We are up and early, energized, and ready this early Saturday morning to be on the air with you all, and we are so excited. We are just jumping for joy. So I invite you to call, text, or email a family member or a friend and tell them that we are on the air right now and that they can join us via the Internet or by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com. Oh, I am hearing feedback, and I do believe that is from myself, so give me one moment to get that off of there. That feedback's not great. So, again, you can invite them to join us right now by logging into the Blog Talk Radio, www.blogtalkradio.com/masterminders with an S, or by calling 661-554-9219. If you want to communicate with us while we're talking, you can also join us in the chat room. We do have Lisha right there, and she will be happy to address your conversation. You can also go through our Facebook page, make a comment on the Facebook page, and let us know that you're listening. You can post your questions there as well. I will be monitoring that throughout the call. And today we're going to continue our discussion on the bestseller book, Think and Grow Rich. We are actually in the epilogue section of the book, and we are discussing the self-analysis test questions on starting on page 264. But before we get started with that, Lisha, let's let our listeners know a little bit about International Mastermind Association.
The International Mastermind Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. After all, successful people have plans. Napoleon Hill said, quote, education, knowledge, and influence are more powerful than any exchange of money, end quote. For more information about International Mastermind Association, visit us on the web, internationalmasterminders.com, or once again, Facebook the group, International Mastermind Association.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the International Mastermind Association Blog Talk Radio Show. I am your primary host, Trixie Walker, along with my mastermind partners, Belinda Washington, Lisha Wright, and Tasha Gilmore. We welcome you this morning, and we're excited to have you on the show with us. We're going to continue our conversation that we had all month long. But before we do, we're going to tell you a little bit about each one of us. I'll start myself. I, Trixie Walker, I am a multi-passion entrepreneur. I am also holding an awesome career with the Jones Lang LaSalle Company. I am the property manager for one of the largest building assets they have in City Place in West Palm Beach. I am also the executive director of WOMTEC, which stands for Women on a Mission to Earn Commission. We pride ourselves in keeping our priorities in order of faith, family, and finances in that order without feeling guilty about it. We are a premier networking group. We meet every second and fourth Wednesdays of the month. We are located down in City Place at the City Place Office Tower, 525 Okeechobee Boulevard in West Palm Beach. Again, we meet every second and fourth Wednesday. We would love to have you there. The next meeting is May 22nd. So come on down, and you can find out more information about us and to RSVP for our lunch at www.womtec.com. That's www.womtec.com. And now we'll hear a little bit from Belinda Washington.
Good morning. Thank you, Trixie. I am just excited about being on the call today and having a chance to share with our friends and our audience, wonderful audience. I am Belinda Adams Washington. I am a mother of four, ages 23, 19, 17, and 15. I am also a certified public accountant, and I'm currently working with our Department of Treasury. And last but certainly not least, I am an ordained minister of the gospel. I count that both a privilege and an honor. I preach, I teach, I counsel, I wear a number of hats in that capacity, and I just know that our God is a God of purpose, and once we come to the realization of why we were created and we walk in that purpose and we live in that purpose, we can and will live a fulfilled life. I can be reached via Facebook at Belinda Adams Washington. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you, Belinda, for that introduction this morning. As you can see, we do have some wonderful women in our group, and it gives me the pleasure to introduce Leisha Wright. Leisha, tell the callers a little bit about yourself this morning.
Good morning to everyone. My name is Leisha Wright. I am a licensed minister of the gospel, currently working as the office manager and treasurer of Sebastian United Methodist Church here in Vero Beach, Florida. I am the president of Soothe Ease, Inc., where we handmade microwavable, freezable bags if you need to de-stress or if you're experiencing some sort of pain. These bags will soothe you while God eases the pain out of you. I am currently in the process of completing a healing scripture CD as well as prayer journal to accompany it. I can be reached on Facebook at Soothe Ease, SOOTHEEZ, or by email at leishawright08@gmail.com. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning, Leisha. And
good
we
morning.
Do have another mastermind partner, awesome, awesome mastermind partner, Tasha Gilmore. Tasha.
I am Tasha Gilmore. I'm a minister, speaker, and purpose life coach. My most popular seminars are Star Success System, You Can Soar to New Heights, Face Your Giant, and Become a Giant Slayer, Thriving During Your Season of Preparation, and Vision Plus Purpose Equal Destiny, The Success Equation. My organization is Valley to Victory, and we offer seminars, workshops, and one-on-one coaching to empower women to move beyond their valley experiences, to transform their lives, and to live a life of victory. I can be reached at www.livealifeofvictory.com.
Awesome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You are hearing from the Masters of the Mind Mastermind Group this morning. Again, I am your primary host, Trixie Walker, and we are going to continue our conversation that we've been having. We are looking at page 264 of Think and Grow Rich. We are in the self-analysis test questions, and we are continuing the discussion of how you can protect yourself from negativity. Negativity is a weakness. And this weakness is all about
damaging. It's because most people don't recognize that they're cursed by this negativity, and many who acknowledge it, they neglect to refuse to correct this until it becomes so uncontrollable that it becomes part of their daily habit. So we're going to dig deep into these questions, and we have been going over these questions. So if you have not been on the calls, I do suggest you go back and listen to the last 2 weeks. Or if you would like a list of these test questions, you could send an email to me, Trixie, T-R-I-X-Y, Walker, W-A-L-K-E-R, at gmail.com. And in the subject line, put self-analysis test questions, and I will send you a list of those questions. Napoleon Hill says that these questions are to aid those who wish to see themselves as they really are. So he gives a list of questions and says to read these questions and state your answers out loud so that you can hear your own voice. I want to remind the listeners, we're going to go dig into these questions, but I want to remind the listeners, if you want to join the conversation, if you have a question or a comment that will help others, please press 1 on your keypad. That way that we know, Leisha's in the back office and she's monitoring that, and she'll let us know that we have a caller that wants to get into the conversation. We'll unmute your mic. Right now we have everyone's mic muted so that we can continue the conversation, but we do want to include you. So you press 1 and we'll know that you have a question, and then we just ask that after you answer your question and we finish discussing it with you, just put your hand back down so that we can put your phone back on mute.
Yes, Trixie, ma'am. We do have one hand up, 954-678.
Well, let's see what we can answer before we get into our questions this morning.
Okay.
So, caller, starting with area code 954-678, your mic is on. Did you have a question for us? Okay, I don't believe so.
Okay.
All right, well, we'll put the phone back on mute, and if caller, if you do have another question, we're going to ask now that you press 1 so that we can take you off, and then that way if you have another question, we'll know to recognize you, because otherwise we won't know that you have another question. All righty. Ladies, we're going to start with the first question. The first question that we since we left off with last week, are you sometimes in the clouds and at other times in the depths of despondency? Now, despondency is, are you depressed in your spirits from loss of courage or hope, or are you dejected? So I'm going to ask you, Belinda, to answer this question. Are you sometimes in the clouds and at other times in the depths of despondency?
Thank you, Trixie. That question, and looking at that, it reminds me of what we learned in our IMA group, how we studied Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich, and we learned that one of the steps, actually the fifth step, is imagination. And Napoleon Hill teaches that the only limitation is that which one sets up in one's own mind. And so sometimes when you find yourself, you know, sometimes going through the highs and the low, remember that you are in control. You're in control. So try to identify the source of it, because sometimes it may be a chemical imbalance. I know as sometimes as women get older and we go through the menopausal states and different things like that, then we may need to look at that. Or sometimes it's emotional or psychological or whatever it is, but try to identify that and then realize that I am in control, so that you can bring yourself back in a line, because that will determine your outcome, how you think. So if you find yourself constantly in the clouds and then down in the depths of despondency, you're controlling your future with that. So that's one of the benefits, though, that I found with being with IMA Mastermind, as well as being having a relationship with God, being able to control that. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you. Did any one of my other mastermind partners want to add to that?
Yes, this is Tasha. And like most people, I experience the ups and downs of life, but what matters is how you deal with your emotions and whether you allow yourself to live and reside in the depths of despondency or conquer your emotions. Nehemiah 8:10 tells us, for this is the day is holy to the Lord, and do not be grieved, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. I remind myself that every day is a gift from God, and he wants us to be filled with joy. He promises to turn our mourning into gladness, and we simply need to put our trust in him. So when I feel down, I remind myself of these things, and I remind myself of who I am in Christ and that God is with me. Life is full of ups and downs. So keep your mind and your heart steadfast upon your help. And, of course, your help comes from the Lord.
Amen. Well, thank you, ladies, for sharing that information. If there is any callers out there that want to jump in on this conversation, we ask that you press 1 on your keypad. We are going to go into the second question. But before we do that, Leisha, let's take a short commercial break, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. Or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
Awesome. Good morning. Good morning again. I'm thanking you all for joining us on our call this morning. We're excited to be here. I'm your primary host, Trixie Walker, along with Belinda Washington, Leisha Wright, and Tasha Gilmore. We are going through the questions that's located in the Thinking Grow Rich. We're now on the page 265. And our next question this morning is, who has the most inspiring influence upon you, and what is the cause? Now, I just want to share a little bit how influence works. Influence is the application of power to accomplish a specific purpose. Now, research shows that people typically try to lead or influence others in 10 different positive influence techniques, either logically, persuading, legitimizing, exchanging, stating, socializing, appealing to relationships, consulting, alliance building, appealing to values, and modeling. There's also 4 negative or dark side influences, and that's avoiding, manipulating, intimidating, and threatening. Influences can be as complex as forming an alliance of nations to try to influence our country's leadership to change its politics, or it can be as simple as a child smiling and extending his hand to offer friendship. But every time we offer or every time we try to affect how other people think or behave, you know, we are deciding or we're trying to influence them. So a smile or a handshake could be attempts to socialize. It could be a form of a connection and to break down the barriers. So as people get to know us and like us, and we get to know and like them, we're more likely to say yes to their request. So again, I propose the question, who has the most inspiring influence upon you, whether it's positive or negative? Tasha, how would you answer that question?
My mother, of course, because she raised me as a single parent. She made a lot of sacrifices so I could be successful in life. And my grandmother, who worked for a Catholic charity, a social service organization, she worked there for over 20 years. And I remember watching her help and serve some of the poorest people in our community. And no matter what, she always had a kind and encouraging word for the people. And, of course, Jesus. I cannot understand the depth of love that would cause someone to die for others. As a minister, I can discuss it theologically, but it still amazes and inspires me that Jesus gave his life for me.
Wow, awesome. Did you have any, did any of the other mastermind partners have anything to add?
Yes, Trixie, this is Belinda. And looking at this question, the most inspiring influence upon my life came from both of my parents, my father and my mother. And I listened to even the comments that you gave, and I had the benefits of receiving values being modeled. I was able to watch their lives, and they taught me the benefits of loving God and the benefits of loving others. I can remember when I was in sixth grade and I went to school and I had this horrible day, and I came home crying, and my dad came to me and he said, "What's going on?" And he pulled out the Bible and he said, "Belinda, you know, we have faith just the size of a grain of mustard seed. You can speak to this mountain and it'll be removed." Now, of course, I'm in sixth grade, so I'm like, okay, here we go again. But we prayed, and, you know, and I looked at him, and it was like, Daddy believes this. You know, he believes this. And I'll tell you, even when I went back to school, that situation was turned around. So when I looked at that, and I was able to grasp from that, and it made a difference in my life, because as I progressed and got older, I began to apply the scripture to my life. And my mother loved me unconditionally. She was, and I miss her. She's gone on to glory now, but her values are still in me. So they were the two most influential people in my life, and that was the cause.
Awesome. Well, thank you. I see that both of you answered that, where it's your parents or a higher authority, like your grandmother, and I too have experienced that positive influence in my life through my parents. Because I was a teen mom, I felt that I kind of let my parents down during that time, but my mother, no matter what, was always there, and she was always positive. And looking at her, because she too was a single mom raising, it was at the time, four of us, or five of us, but she was raising us on her own. But seeing her get up and go to work every day and instill those values in me, no matter what the situation was or how hard it was, she continued to go on and on because she knew that she had kids to look after. So, yes, she was a role model. My father was a role model. I mean, I strive to, you know, be more and want more because of what they instilled in me. So I do agree that not all, though, will have positive influences. You may have some that's negative. And we're going to talk a little bit about how to erase negativity or negative influence and live positively. We're going to discuss more of that. Did we have any callers out there that wanted to chime in? Again, I want to remind the callers that you can post on our Facebook page. You can actually chat with us online, or you could raise your hand by pressing number one on your keypad, and we will have Alicia in the back office will connect you with the call. I just want to remind you of that, that we do have that opportunity. We want to make sure that we get all of our callers involved as much as we can. So let's continue our conversation. Do you tolerate negative or discouraging influences which can be avoided? So I want to share some tips on how to erase those negative influences and live positive. But do we have a caller out there that would like to answer this question? Do you tolerate negative or discouraging influences? And if so, or influences which you can avoid? Let me repeat that. Do you tolerate negative or discouraging influences which you can avoid? Okay, if we don't have any callers out there, I will answer this question, and I'll answer it honestly and out loud. No, I do not. And the reason I do not tolerate negative or discouraging influences is because that can weigh a lot on a person. Just having someone constantly say that you're not good enough or whatever they may say, there's different ways that we can avoid that negative influence and live positively. Number one, anything that happens in your life affects you, and the outcome depends on you and how you choose to overcome that situation. Because you make yourself happy by changing your negative thoughts into positive thoughts. You can make yourself happy by the choices that you make each day, whether that's ethical choices or practical choices. It's up to you to find the happiness by changing your behavior in something that does indeed bother you. So if it's bothering you, there is a way to change it from negative to positive. Setting and doing your best by achieving your goals, I mean, that will allow your dreams to come true. So set some goals for yourself. Set a lot of small goals for steps along the way to achieve even bigger goals. Just having at least achieve one small goal a day, it does wonders for you, and it has you in a good spirit, good attitude in life, and it gives you something to look forward to. So you don't have to put those dead hard lines to the big goals, because life happens, and sometimes you get put off, or you don't reach your goals as fast as you want to. But setting those little goals daily will eventually get you to those bigger goals, and that's what I like about the Mastermind group. When we get together, we're in a group where we're sharing our goals, and sometimes we come with the biggest goal, but we know that there's little baby steps that we have to take to get to those goals. But by coming together weekly, we're able to discuss our goals, we're able to discuss our challenges. We're also able to toot our own horns when we reach those little milestones. So success every day, just setting those little goals, is putting you in the right direction. So taking advice from others is good. However, you're only the one that knows best about you. And your advice, or you can get advice from other people, but you know what's best for you. So positive thinking will absolutely make your life better. And you should keep that in mind at all times, so that when something does happen, that positive thinking is something else that you can look forward to. And when you're happy, just look inside yourself and just kind of understand why. If you understand why you're so happy, then you can learn to control and arrange your life to maximize those situations so that you're always in that happy state of mind. Now, I'm going to ask, do we have any listeners, Leisha, that would like to chime in?
Trixie, we only have that same number, 954-678-8014. The hand is still up. We don't, if she's come back or he's come back to the phone, we don't want to ignore the hand. So do you want me to bring her live to see if she's still there and has a question or comment?
Well, let's try that. We're going to give that another try, but we want to ask any other callers, if you do have a question or comment, go ahead and press 1. So, yes, unmute the mic, Leisha, and let's give them another opportunity. And if not, we just ask them to press 1. So go ahead, caller. We do see that your hand is raised. Okay, Leisha, then we'll go ahead and put that back on mute. Thank you. I do appreciate
You're
that.
Welcome.
Belinda or Tasha, did either one of you have anything to add on how to erase negative influences and live positively?
This is Tasha. I do not tolerate negative or discouraging people, and I want to encourage our listeners to not tolerate them as well. There may be times when you cannot avoid these people, but you can always control your heart and your mind. So do not allow them access to what belongs to you. Remind yourself, as soon as they start, access denied. I actually worked with someone who is very negative. And one day I finally had enough, and when she started to talk, I simply put up my hand as if to say stop, and I said, stop. I only focus on what is positive. And if what you're getting ready to say is not positive, I'm sorry, I don't want to hear it. And let me tell you, I only had to do that once. The person got the message. She no longer came and tried to drag me down with all kind of negative things. Just imagine this with me for a minute, that you are kneeling down next to someone, and this person is negative and discouraging. Now, you're kneeling down next to them. Now, if both of you are kneeling down, can you easily help that person to stand up? The answer is, of course not. When you are down, it's almost impossible to help someone up. Instead, get up yourself, help you, work on your own mindset, strengthen yourself, and then come back to help others. It's just like when you're on the plane. You have to put the oxygen mask on yourself first before you can help anyone else. Be willing to walk away from negative and discouraging influence and let them know, access denied.
Amen. I
Amen.
Like that. Access denied.
Mm-hmm.
So everything you do it for yourself, and everyone is for themselves. So even if you do things to please other people, you won't be happy in the end. So thank you for sharing that information this morning. Leisha, did we have anyone else? Because we're at this time, we're going to go ahead and take a short commercial break if we don't have anyone on the phone.
We don't, Trixie.
Okay, Leisha, let's go ahead and take that small commercial break, and we'll be right back.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.
Awesome. Thank you again. Welcome back to the International Mastermind Association Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your primary host, Trixie Walker, along with Belinda Washington, Leisha Wright, and Tasha Gilmore. We are the Masters of the Mind Mastermind Group, and we are hosting this and every Saturday in the month of May. We are actually covering the Think and Grow Rich self-analysis test questions on pages 264 and 265. We have been discussing how influence works and how to erase negative influence and live positively. At this time, we are going to go to the next question. And the next question reads, are you careless of your personal appearance? And if so, when and why? To answer this question truthfully and out loud, I am careless with my personal experience when I'm home on the weekend only, because our personal appearance is very important. It is mainly important because it is what we term in our first impressions that people see of us, because a personal appearance focuses on areas such as your hair. So on the weekend when I'm home, I don't do my hair. You would focus on the face, on the weekend when I'm home, I may not put on my lipstick or put on eyeliner, and it focuses on the skin. Personal experience focuses on our hands, the clothes we wear, the shoes we wear, and the accessories. And why do I say all of this? Because when I walk out the door, I am putting on how I feel on the inside. I don't know if that makes sense to anyone, but I am the one that like to kind of accessorize everything. But my personal appearance is not so much for everyone looking out, you know, and seeing me. It's for me. It's how I feel. It's what I love to do. It's like, this is who I am. So I'm curious to find out, Tasha, how would you answer this question? Are you careless of your personal appearance? If so, when and why?
Well, I am among my wonderful mastermind sisters, and I have already divulged so much about myself that, yet again, I have a confession to make. I do not like clothes. I love pajamas. I absolutely love pajamas. So when Christmas comes, you know what to get. I love, love, love pajamas. And if society would allow me to wear pajamas at all times, I would. Okay, just to be honest. Now, I wish I was a fashionista. I just wish I had that in me, but I am not. I simply wear clothes to conform to society's demand that I do. And because of this, and also because of my coach, who's always saying over and over, dress for success. That's his mantra. He says it all the time. Dress for success. Well, because of society and my coach, I'm mindful of my appearance, and I do my very best to conform to what everyone else says I have to be doing. Now, I recognize, I'm joking a lot here, but I recognize that people do prejudge based on your appearance. So as a person who's in the community, as a minister and as a purpose coach, I want to look my very best because I don't want my appearance to detract from how I can help someone, empower them, and get them on the path to finding their purpose and changing their life. I don't want to let their prejudgment based on what I look like or how I'm dressed to stand in the way of how I can help them to change their life. So I conform. And I do my very best to accessorize and dress for success.
Amen. Awesome. And I totally agree with that. I love to coordinate. I love to change things up. It's just for myself. But, again, like you said, it's dress for success. You may not find me in a button-down suit every day, but you're going to find me with some heels on, and I'm going to add some bling to it because it's just who I am and how I'm feeling. So, Tasha, it's good to know that pajamas is your best friend. And it's a great thing because you're own boss and you work from home sometimes. So, and no one would know that speaking to you on the phone. So having your best dress appearance when you're out and about is a great thing to share. Belinda, how would you answer this question this morning?
I am normally not careless in my personal appearance. Again, going back to my parents and how I was raised, my father, who is now 73 years old, or 73 years young, I should say, dressed in a suit every day. When I was raised, I mean, even in South Florida, as hot as it is, it could be 80 degrees, 90 degrees. He was sometimes in a three-piece suit dress, so people actually know him in the community for his dress. Everywhere that we went, it was like, oh, that's Reverend Adams. He's dressed, you know. And so that was instilled in me. Now, like Tasha and like you said, I work at home a lot. So I do find myself now sometimes not getting fully dressed because I'm at home and because of the comforts of it. But it's always in the back of my mind. If you run out to the store thinking I'm just going to throw something on, you never know who you're going to meet. And I know that success is where preparedness and opportunity meet. Success is where preparedness and opportunity meet. So I try to keep that in my mind. I don't want to run out and meet the person that has the key to the next stage in my life, and I'm not prepared. The opportunity is there, so I do try to keep that in my mind.
Tricky, exactly. May I add something to it as well?
Yes, please do, Leisha. We haven't heard
this
from you.
This is Leisha. I know, Leisha Wright. I just wanted to share a little experience I had. I worked for, when I moved to Vero Beach, Florida, I worked for an attorney, and we were in this plaza where there was a Publix, and so frequently I would go to Publix, and there were days that I would not have on makeup, but I would have on my heels. I would be dressed, and but I had on no makeup. So I would walk in the Publix, and if I needed assistance, because this happened frequently, so often I began to take notice of this thing here, that when I had on no makeup, I observed how they treated me, how they talked to me, you know, if they were engaged with me when I needed some assistance. And so, and I would think about it, go on back to work, come back, I would have on makeup if I needed assistance. I just watched this, observed this over a period of time. The respect was there. They did not miss me. They were engaged with me. This is because, you know, with me, with the makeup. They, you know, the respect and the attention was just present. When I had on no makeup, the respect and the attention, it seems like it was just not present. So as I observed, I said, let me try this little experiment. Came back again, no makeup, same type of treatment. Now, am I crazy? I watched this. Came back again, had on makeup, and I'm saying, okay. So that in itself sort of said to me, okay, Leisha, you want respect, you know, at all times. And I've noticed this little trend when I have on makeup and when I don't. So it just kind of taught me that little lesson. It was a little lesson. I was in an experiment involuntarily, and then I, you know, I learned from it. But the other thing Belinda said was sometimes I am careless in my appearance with this one thing. We do want to just say, okay, I'm going to run to the store, and so I'm just going to throw on this. And I have every single time run into somebody I did not want to see looking like that. And you want to duck down an aisle, you want to go the other way. It's like, oh, my God, what am I going to do? That has taught me a humongous lesson. That is something women, as women, we will do, but it's not a very good practice. The outcome is not good. But I will say that even growing up, my mom instilled in me, if Belinda and I, we grew up together in West Palm, if they were coming to pick me up or we were going somewhere, they knew I was going to have on my heels. They knew that I was going to have on makeup. They knew, and this was in high school. We were always dressed. Were we in two-piece suits? No, but we were always dressed. And so now, besides the days that I choose to be balmy, and I call it balmy, I'm very careful of my appearance, and I'm very careful not to just throw on something and run to the store.
Amen. Well, and you know, my husband always like, you're just going to the store. It's like, I don't care, you know, because I'm going to make sure that I look my best if I can help it. But the thing is and what you mentioned about the makeup and no makeup.
Mm-hmm.
What we don't realize is that our appearance, really, I mean, you look in the mirror before you go out the door, you know how you're feeling, and most of the time that's showing on the outside. How you're feeling
True.
On the inside is showing on the outside. So whether you have on no makeup or, I mean, I feel different if I'm wearing flats outside, more relaxed,
right.
Or if I'm putting on the highest pair of high heel shoes, you just feel a little different. So
yes. It
just, you know, makes you feel a certain way. And like Tasha was saying, like, you know, she have clients, and when she go out to meet clients and she wears, you know, she dresses up for that or whatever, it makes you feel that way in any ways. You feel important, you feel, you know, at your best, you feel like you're putting up the best. I mean, instead
True.
Of being all in your pajamas and more relaxed and have, because you're going to come across as that same feeling. whether right. you're, you know, in the field or no sweat. So, now, Leisha, do we have any other callers out there? I've been checking the chat room. I did not see any comments. We did have a couple of people sign on and then log off. So, been checking that. But do we have any callers with their hand raised at this time?
No, no, we don't, Trixie. Oh, now we do.
Yay, good, okay.
Okay, we've got a caller, 786-546-0184. I'm going to make it live now.
Awesome. Go ahead, caller. You are on the air with the Masters of the Mind.
Good morning. This is Ann McNeil, the Master Builder Building Stronger and Better Lives. And you know I am so excited on this particular subject. I'd like to encourage each of you, especially those of you who are married,
mm-hmm.
to talk about that taboo subject about what we wear at home.
Okay, well, thank
when he's
you.
The only one watching.
I'm glad you proposed that question, Ann.
Let me say this, ladies, because as international masterminders who mastermind in 10 different areas of our lives, one of the most important areas we can mastermind in is that area that relates to family and that person who's the most important person in our life if we're married, and that's our spouse. And so as we talk about what we wear when we run out to the store and what we wear in professional world, the professional world, you know, what is it that we wear at home during those special times, if you will? Because, again, when you set goals in that area, what does it look like? So I just wanted to just pose that question for our listening audience and also for those of you who are hosting the show, and you're doing a wonderful job. Thank you. I'm going to go back on mute and take my hand off hold. Thanks.
Awesome. Okay. Thank you for starting that conversation, and this is going to be interesting. But I'm going to propose that our one of the ladies, Tasha or Belinda, would you like to answer that question?
No, not really.
No. I'm like, this question is going to get me in trouble.
This is a hot spot. And I will say this. I have been an influence on my children because my children will walk through the door in under 5 minutes. Everyone is wearing pajamas. No matter what time of day it is. So don't ever come to my house unannounced, okay, just to let you know. Please, no. But regarding my spouse, one of the things I will say that I am becoming more and more conscious of is when we are going out together to make sure that I'm going above and beyond. So I really now I'm getting myself, and I haven't always been this way. Sometimes I'm with the kids all day, and then my husband and I may run out. But now I am just so focused on if I know we are going out together, I'm going to look as good as I would look as if I'm going to meet a client. And there are times when my husband, you know, when I first started to do this, he was sort of taking a step back because he's used to me looking really casual. It's the weekend. And I'm like, no, now I get dressed, including putting my makeup on, making sure my hair is looking my best. I am just dressed, you know, as if I'm going to meet a client because I recognize, and I had to grow into this immaturity. I mean, there was no one speaking this into my life, but I must have heard it somewhere, and I made up my mind that I'm going to commit to looking my very best when I'm out with my spouse, because I represent him. I am on mm-hmm. his arm. I want people to look at us and say, what a beautiful wife he has.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a change in my life.
Awesome.
And the same way, Tasha. Oh, go ahead, Belinda.
This is Belinda, and what I will say is when I'm at home, even if normally I put on regular clothes, even when I'm home, it's either regular clothes or pajamas that are nice. I do not wear, even at home, a lot of T-shirts. I'm not really a T-shirt wearer, so I don't wear a lot of T-shirts. I do not wear clothes that have holes in them. I do not wear clothes that are dirty. You know, sometimes when we're home, we may have that. But I guess, and maybe that plays into or comes from my upbringing. You know, so normally I may put on a little sundress or I may be dressed more casual than if how I would dress when I go out. but very seldom will I have, you know, my hair is normally brushed. It may not be perfect, you know, and the hairstyles we have today helps in that. You know, I do not wear rollers to bed or anything like that, but again, the hairstyles that we have and that I wear help with that. So for the most part, you know, and I don't wear a lot of makeup anyway, so even going out, so I don't have that on at home. But normally it's, that's where I am.
And Trixie,
thank you. Yes.
I just want to give credit where credit is due. I remember where that came from. That came from my amazing book club, the Thank You God for Today book club with Octavia Trim, Adrian Williams, and Donna Bell. We meet every Friday down in Fort Lauderdale. It was actually the women of the book club that encouraged me to make that change. One of the books we did was Resolutions for Women, and that's a powerful book about being the very best wife that you can be. So that's where that change came from, and it's really from that fellowship group meeting every Friday at 7:30 down in Fort Lauderdale that I got those words of wisdom from those amazing ladies.
Awesome. Well, that's a great segue. I just wanted to add my little two cents in because when I first heard the question, I could have, it's like the little kid in me jumping up and down, oh, me, I'll answer that question. Because, and Belinda's heard me talk about this before. I mean, I've been married to my husband now for 9 years. And when he met me, he didn't meet me with, you know, my hair pulled back or all over my head. He didn't meet me, you know, dressing any kind of way. So one of the things that I've learned along the way is that he needs to be reminded of that woman who he did meet. So I do try to be careful around what I'm wearing. I mean, there's times when I'm home, but I can put on little shorts and tank top, and he would think I'm the most attractive person ever. So it's like we do have to mind what we wear remind ourselves that we are who this guy married, and you don't want to go and just let yourself go, if I can say it like that. You don't want to let yourself go and be unattractive. You want to continue to have yourself as attractive as you can. I'm not saying you have to wear makeup, but I am number one to say that about hairstyles, like you said, Belinda, I'm one to change a hairstyle probably once a month or something. And again, it's I got to keep this guy on his toes, right? So basically that's what it is. When I'm home, yeah, I may not be the best looking or when I would go out to work or hanging out somewhere, but I'm also mindful of my appearance around the house, too, because it's like I don't want him to be like, well, who is this person? Where is my wife? You know, so but that. Thank you, ladies, for sharing that information. Lisha, did you have anything to add, or was there any callers before we decide to take a commercial break right here?
No callers, Trixie, but what I will say in reference, to that is that I am still masterminding in that area, quote unquote.
Okay.
When I'm home, I do need to do better. I love the different hairstyles, and this is just funny, so laugh with me here. But, you know, I like to change up my hairstyle, so I made a wig for myself. And so, you know, underneath, you know, the wig, you braid your hair down, et cetera. So I had made the wig. I had it on, took it off, and my niece's tutor came. And she knows our family, but I had the wig off and my hair was braided down. And she looked, and I was taught we were communicating, but she was looking at me kind of funny, and so I was thinking, why is she looking at me like that? But then I remembered, hey, you know, the wig is off, you know what you're looking like, and so what happened was I caught the hint. I left her. We concluded the conversation. I left her and put the wig on and went back to talk to her, and she fell out laughing, and she was like, Lord have mercy. And I said, yeah, I thought you were looking at me a bit funny, but I want you to know that I can pull it together, sister. But it was just funny. So I do need to do better in that area. Lord have mercy knows I need to do better in that area when I'm at home with my appearance.
Yeah. So when you're at home, are you alone when you're doing it, or, I mean?
No, my family is around, and like I said, I'm still masterminding in that area, meaning that I do need to, when I'm home, I do need to do better. I would say that.
And
but
we
I'm
talked
home
about that
in the confines of my house, yes.
Yeah, we talked about that too, though, Lisha, like, and I don't know if you've done this, and this is probably definitely not the time for it, but we've talked about it before where you have to schedule some personal time for yourself. And knowing that personal time can be doing little things like that, or, you know, I'm not saying you have to go get a makeover or get your hair done every week, but, you know, that's something that you can schedule in your personal time that you, you know, continue to keep that part of your goals going.
Definitely.
Yes. So, well, we're not going to take a commercial break because we only have a few minutes left in this call. I just wanted to see if we had any other callers that wanted to chime in at this time. Do we have anyone, Lisha?
I see no hands, Trixie.
No hands, okay. And then in the chat room, we don't have anything there on the InterMaster Mastermind webpage. We don't have any questions there, so we really want to get you guys in.
Oh, now,
Trixie, conversation. Yes.
I'm so sorry to interrupt, but now we do have a hand, 404-512.
All right. We'll bring the caller online, and we'll be happy to answer any questions or any comments. Caller, you are now on the air with Masters of the Mind. Caller, area code 404, are you there? Okay, Lisha, well, we're going to take the caller off.
Okay.
And if you have another question, just remember, caller, press 1 so that we could unmute your line. I'm sorry, press 1 so we can take your hand down and then press 1 again so that we can address any questions or comments. At this time, I won't go into another question. We're going to save this for next week. Next week we will be live at 8 a.m. answering more questions. I just want to propose that if you would like to have these questions and you don't have the Think and Grow Rich book, you can send an email to Trixie, T-R-I-X-Y, Walker, W-A-L-K-E-R, at gmail.com. And put in the subject line self-analysis test questions, and I'll be sure to send those questions out to you. I do want to give a shout-out to one of my WOMTEC members, Rebecca. I see that you posted on the Facebook page that you're listening, so thank you for being out there and letting us know that you're on the radio with us this morning. What an awesome, awesome lady. I enjoy the ladies in my group. I call them my circle of influence and my circle of women. So good morning, and good morning to everyone. Ladies, before we end our call, do any of you have any other things to state? Belinda or Tasha, or Lisha,
yes.
Do you have any more comments on this subject?
Belinda. Okay. This is Belinda, and quickly, I just want to invite our listeners to join us, the International Mastermind Association. Don't spend another day wondering what you should do with your life. Give your faith a destination. Grab that torch and begin to run toward your destiny. God bless you.
Amen. Tasha, do you have any comments?
Yes. I just had a couple of things. I just wanted to let people know about my upcoming events. Monday through Friday, I do an inspirational call at 7 a.m. It is a 15-minute call. Once a month, I do a teleseminar on the Book of Proverbs. That is the last Tuesday of every month at 8 p.m. And then, of course, weekly, my book club meets on Friday evenings at 7:30 in Fort Lauderdale. So people can learn more about the upcoming events at LiveAlifeOfVictory.com.
Awesome. Thanks for sharing that. And Lisha, did you have any parting comments?
No, not at this time, Trixie.
No? Okay. Well, thank you. I thank you, ladies. I thank you, listeners. We want to give a special thank you to Ann McNeil for jumping in on the call this morning, getting our juices flowing. If you've never met Ann McNeil, what a wonderful lady that started the International Mastermind Association many, many years ago. She's one of the people to blame for having such great people coming up, achieving goals and following the Thinking Grow Rich philosophy. So I'm going to leave you with this little comment here, is that nobody can take away your happiness without your permission, whether that's at home or anywhere else. No one can do that. So you've been listening to the International Masterminds Association weekly Saturday Blog Talk Radio Show, the discussions on the best-selling book, Think and Grow Rich, by Napoleon Hill. Join us next Saturday as we continue our discussion. We are the Masters of the Mastermind Group, signing off, and we'll talk to you next week. Everyone, have a blessed day.